I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong, and I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And when this feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely o'er to thy shore, to thy kingdom shore. Just closer walk with thee, and granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to.
December the 3rd, 1976, I was standing in a Baptist church trying to sing this very song. And right when I got to that point, I broke. And right in front of a whole house full of people under terrible conviction, I confessed that night that there needed to be some changes made in my life, and through tears, I accepted Jesus Christ that night as my personal Lord and Savior. I wonder how that came about. Well, my buddy Eddie Carswell got saved in May of 1976, and he started going to a real excited church that believed that you ought to witness to your friends and pray for your lost loved ones. And he went and told this pastor, said, "My best friend is lost. Pastor, what do we do?" And he said, "You need to pray for him." So they began to pray for me. As a matter of fact, they had my name and 99 more names up on a poster board outside of the pastor's office. It was entitled "The Hot 100 Lost Without God," and they said my name was number one. And they begin to pray for us as people would come by and intercede and lift us up in prayer that the Lord might save those on that list. And December the 3rd, the night that I sang that song, Dr. Jerry Spencer came, an evangelist, and preached the good news of Jesus Christ. And then they asked me to step up and sing that song. And that's as far as I got, just a closer walk too, and I broke down. And through tears, I told them some changes had to be made in my life. That night, I looked and I believed. And I believe I trusted Jesus Christ. And if someone would say, "Eddie, what did you know that night?" I knew two things for sure, that I had done the sinning and that the only one that could help me was Jesus. And so right now, maybe as I'm speaking to you, you've been listening to this project and these songs are playing, and maybe you would say, "You know what, Brother Eddie, to tell you the truth, I've been running and searching." You know, you might say, "I don't know why I'm here. I don't know where to turn. I don't know who to trust anymore." And maybe you're just living to die. And you know about Jesus, but he's not real in your heart and in your mind. Like my little daughter Jamie said, "Dad, when I was little, I said some words. I didn't understand them and I didn't mean them." But I'm telling you tonight, or today, you could receive Jesus Christ as your very own personal Lord and Savior. And a good question for you is, if you'd have died on your way to wherever you are right now, today, this morning, when you got up, if for some reason you'd have died and stood before God, and he should happen to say, why should I let you to my heaven? And you go, Eddie, I don't know. Then if you don't understand that, and what I like to do is, my friend, I like to lead you in what we call a sinner's prayer. Remember what I said, you can't come to Jesus until you realize you got a spiritual problem. And you need to do something about your sin because it separates us from God. And if you're here listening to me speak right this moment, and you say, Brother Eddie, what must I do to be saved? How can I become a Christian? How can I have my sin forgiven? How can I know for sure that when I die, I have a home in heaven? And listen, on top of all that, you can have peace in your heart. You can have joy. And you don't have to drink something, smoke something, or take something, or put on and fake it and pretend to be something that you're not. Jesus will absolutely become your life. And he is life and joy. And he is peace. He is eternal life. You say, Eddie, tell me what I need to do. I like to lead you in what we call a sinner's prayer. And you say, Eddie, I'm ready. If nobody else in the world wants to accept Jesus, Eddie, I do. Then would you pray with me? Call on him right now. How do you get saved? You call on him. You ask him. You invite him. Would you do that right now? As I'm praying, you pray with me. Just out loud to God, tell him this. Say, dear Lord in heaven, thank you for Jesus. Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me for all of my sin. And Jesus, as honestly as I know how to pray, I'm calling on you. I'm trusting in you alone. Would you come into my life? Would you be my Lord and my Savior? I believe that you died on the cross. I truly believe that you rose from the dead. Save me, God. Save me right now. Lord Jesus, I accept you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for forgiving me. Amen.
Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord Jesus, let it be.